This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. In the meantime, we are turning our attention to tech and the markets. And because tech markets were rocked last week by Meta's quarterly earnings, Meta being the parent company of Facebook, their earnings showed a decline in daily average users on Facebook for the first time. Meta also forecasted lower than expected revenue growth for the current quarter, as well as anticipated an overall hit of $10 billion in revenue this year due to the privacy changes made by Apple last year.
And the results sent the price of Meta tumbling more than 20% overnight and resulting in the wide sell-off in the tech stocks. So as more big tech earnings came out in the week, market sentiment picked up. And you see Amazon going with the best one-day gain since 2015, as well as price hike for Amazon Prime services in the U.S.
Other big tech names like Microsoft, Apple and Alphabet also reported steady quarterly figures. Now, with different players taking different trajectories, how should investors navigate the tech space in the year ahead? And will it still remain the darling of 2022?
So to better understand the volatility in the tech space, we speak to Dan Ives, Managing Director at Wedbush Securities. Good morning, Dan. Thanks very much for joining us. Let's start with Meta. Its latest quarterly earnings report caused shockwaves in the tech market and over $200 billion US dollars were wiped out from its market cap. Why were markets so shaken?
Look, I think this was really an Apple iOS issue that finally came to rear its head for Facebook. And I think that even looked worse when you looked at Snap earnings, which were strong, showing the privacy issues are really hurting Facebook more than anyone else. And the growth and the user decline for Facebook is really something that was a shocker to the street, but looks more isolated, which ultimately in this tech market, there's a winners and losers. Facebook's on the wrong side of the trend.
Dan, can you hear us? Oh, yes. And are the heady days, then, do you think, the heady days of Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it, do you think it's over?
Look, I think Facebook is going to have, or Meta, they could change their name every week if they want. But the fundamental growth, I think, is really starting to hit, you know, some softer days. And I think that's why, from an investor perspective, what we saw was very disturbing, because Metaverse is not going to be growth in the next 2, 3, 4 years. And if you look what's happening, Google and others are really starting to steal Facebook's core market in terms of digital advertising. So, you know, we think there's definitely more pain ahead for Facebook.
So why has Facebook lost out so much from Apple's IDFA changes, while competitors like Snap and other tech giants have been less impacted?
Well, Apple's IDFA, and this has really been our thesis, that it struck at the core of Facebook's business model. Targeting, especially when it comes to advertising targeting on the iOS platform, I mean, there's no company in the world more impacted than Zuckerberg and Facebook. And it took a few quarters to really start to see what was happening here. And I think it was much worse than expected. I mean, we're talking potentially 10, 15% of revenues that could be at risk. At the same time, TikTok is stealing major share from Facebook. So it's almost a two-headed monster that's really been, you know, the overhang here for Facebook. And investors don't have confidence that this is going to come back anytime soon.
Meanwhile, Dan, if we look at other tech players, I know Meta caused a big shock, but other big tech stalwarts like Microsoft and Amazon, they showed a lot of resilience. So what are the tech trends underpinning growth for these players?
Well, I think you're right, because overall, tech earnings season, 95% of tech companies have beat and raised earnings, led by the likes of Apple, Microsoft, Google, Qualcomm, AMD, and others. I think you're seeing a lot of the growth more software and chip driven rather than e-commerce and we'll call work from home driven. I think you're starting to see a tale of two cities in tech in terms of the digital transformation that's much more enterprise focused. And that's why when you look at Amazon's results, e-commerce, Street was anticipating, was going to start to moderate. But the cloud business for Amazon, the AWS, that was really the shining light. And that's why that stock continued to be up significantly on Friday.
But then I want to push you a little bit further and ask you this question, right? When you look at how Facebook share price declined so sharply, do you not think that all these tech names are priced to perfection and that when there's the slightest disappointment, you see a lot of selling coming through?
Look, and you saw with Netflix as well, you know, in the early part of earnings season. I think in a Fed rising rate environment, you're seeing nervousness unlike that I've seen, you know, covering tech 21 years, but I probably haven't seen this type of nervousness since 2012, 2013, because where valuations are. And to your point, any misstep, any misexecution, you see what ultimately happens to the stock. And that's why, you know, this is a market that's extremely highly sensitive to any misstep. And I think Facebook showed that front and center. But then on the other hand, rewarded Amazon, rewarded Apple, rewarded Microsoft. And I think this is going to be a theme we're going to see in this market for the next, what I believe, 9, 12 months.
So how should we play this space then? I mean, it seems like, you know, you can't make, the easy money has been made in 2021. It looks like in 2022, you really have to have a bottom-up approach. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think it's a stock picker's market. I think names like cloud, names like Microsoft, I think cybersecurity, there's names like Zscaler, CyberArk, Palo Alto. I also think Apple's in the industry going to continue to move significantly higher because of what we're seeing on 5G smartphone demand and the chip sector. I believe you're going to start to see, you know, the shortages start to really reverse. And I think that could be a big tailwind for chip makers or in the second half of the year, led by names like AMD and NVIDIA. It's going to be a white knuckle market, but we believe tech continues to go much higher here. However, a lot of the work from home plays, the DocuSigns, the Zooms, and Netflix, I think these are stocks that are obviously going to have a lot of trouble.
And you just issued a note that you would not be surprised if Apple was also in the bidding for Peloton. What are the synergies you see in this potential acquisition?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I mean, we'll go back to Activision, you know, when they had all the CEO issues. Your investors sold those stocks, but ultimately it was Microsoft that put in a bid for Activision. I'm just saying you're going to see a lot of strategic M&A. I looked at Peloton. You got 3 million subscribers. You have a unique fitness health ecosystem. You could, if you look at Apple, you know, I think that could be something that would fit from a health perspective into their ecosystem. I think they could really get a further, you know, footprint into the living rooms of consumers. And it's not just Apple, Amazon, Nike, Disney, you know, many others are going to be looking at this strategic asset, which is unique in terms of what Peloton's built.
Dan, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Dan Ives, Managing Director at Wedbush Securities, capping the conversation with a look at the synergies that Apple could have with Peloton as deals are being, discussed about it, but giving us also an overall review of how tech earnings seasons have progressed so far. Meta has not done well, but everyone else, is really showing a lot of resilience.
Well, Meta didn't do well. Netflix didn't do well. Spotify didn't do so well. Here, the key is your guidance, right? So when you disappoint the street really punishes you. Everyone has no patience for a company that doesn't deliver the earnings or whatever guidance they're given, be it subscriber growth or new net adds, because valuations are already so high. When you rewind back to 2020, this is one sector which has done extremely well, right? Double-digit increases. So investors are sitting on a lot of gains. So any sign of disappointment, they run out and sell. But we reward the darlings that do deliver. So who has done really well? Microsoft has done really well. Apple has done really well. Amazon has done really well. So you're starting to see a real divide between the winners and the losers in this space.
And I think all those names are those who invested heavily in cloud as well. So they kind of took a shot at investing in a technology that maybe wasn't so current back then, but they are reaping the gains now.
Of course,
it's very
Apple itself is a cult. you never have just one gadget, right? You end up with five or six gadgets.
And it could be a bicycle next. Who knows?
Oh my God. See, edit in the future might be a car. So who knows, right? It's a whole ecosystem.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.